This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
You're going to notice that I do not sound normal. And I apologize for that. The Bill Proof Project happened yesterday, and there was a whole lot of pollen out there. Welcome and good evening. This is, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Yep, they're going to the range with me this weekend, the Reformation Rifle and the PDWC-11. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, we've had a couple things happen in the day that I couldn't talk. And to help me sort through these things, I've looked to the Firearms Coalition, and joining me now from the Firearms Coalition is Jeff Knox. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm for sucking up a lot of pollen, I'm doing good. I know that you guys don't have that in Arizona.
No, we don't have rain. We don't have snow. We don't have trees. We don't have pollen. No, we have some of those things, but not a lot.
Right, but I mean, I guess you could drive up the road to Las Vegas to get some snow if you wanted to, right? That happened the other day.
Well,
sort of bizarre, but it happened.
We have mountains where we have snow and ski resorts and all of those kinds of things. It's a wonderful state. No, it's terrible. Nobody come here. It's bad. Hot. That's all we have is hot. So
see, you thought or you rethought that almost instantly.
Especially if you're from California, it's a terrible place to move to. If you're from California, Illinois, New York, just terrible.
You need to be going back to Cali if you're from California. So
that's right.
That's right. So let's talk real quick about Connecticut and this ruling that has come down from the Connecticut Supreme Court. Have we had any other dealings with the Connecticut Supreme Court regarding gun law, gun rights, anything like that in the past?
Nothing that I could pull off the top of my head. This was a 3-4 decision by the Supreme Court. They went along with the district court that threw the whole thing out on most of the points. But they ended up saying, yes, you can sue the gun manufacturer because they advertised the gun as being a cool gun, and that was irresponsible.
Right.
So, and the ramifications of it, I mean, of course, in the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms law, it wasn't blanket protection. If a manufacturer does something wrong, irresponsible, etc., they can be held liable for it. But the whole objective was to stop, especially government entities using taxpayer money to try and bankrupt the firearms industry with a never-ending string of lawsuits. Trying to hold them liable for the actions of third and fourth parties down the chain. And now what this does, Connecticut has a law that says if you, that you can't, advertise in a misleading or, whatever way, and how they can translate this to that, I do not know. It's just flat crazy. But the bigger picture, I don't see a lot.
Now, they were trying to make out, weren't they trying to make out that with their advertising, they were appealing to kids, to children?
They suggested that this advertising with its claims of, you know, being the gun you would want in a high stress situation, that it was a susceptible, disturbed young man like the jerk whose name I will not mention, that it helped him to choose that gun from his mother's gun safe after he murdered her. And that's, you know, it's such a blooming stretch. The punk murdered his mother and stole guns from her safe in order to then go on and kill a bunch of children. And some of the stupidity involved here that really is horrific to even think about, but statistics show that mass shooters who use pistols rather than long guns typically have a higher death toll and a higher death to injury toll. And the only reason for that is that very few ever use shotguns. He had a semi-auto shotgun, box-fed semi-auto shotgun in the trunk of his car, but decided not to take it in with him. He also had a samurai sword hanging on the wall of his bedroom, and quite frankly, when you're talking about the slaughter of little children, you don't need much.
No.
It's horrific to think about, and I hate that we have to go there, but this is just, it's outrageous, and the idea that this advertising was criminal because it suggested that this was a cool assault weapon, quote unquote, which of course our guys have quit using the term assault weapon. But that it encouraged this disturbed young man to choose that gun to get the highest body count, and it's ridiculous. It's just utterly ridiculous.
Do we know what guns he left in the safe? Was there ever an inventory put forth? But well, this is what was in the safe, and this is what he took. I never heard that. If there was,
I have not heard of a total inventory. I know that he used a .22 rifle to murder his mother,
right?
And gain access to the safe. And I know that he had, and for some reason the name of it has dropped out of my head, but that Russian box-fed semi-auto shotgun.
The Vepr?
Maybe, but I don't think so. At any rate, it was he had a 12-gauge shotgun, a semi-auto 12-gauge shotgun that he left in the trunk of the car. He had a Glock pistol, and he had the AR. As I remember the stories, he changed magazines in the AR for no apparent reason, dropping partially fired magazines, and slapping in new ones. Maybe it was who knows.
He was doing admin reloads because that's what he learned on the Call of Duty game, admin reloads.
Okay, admin.
Topping off. I mean, James Jaeger. Right. Teaches the same thing in his fighting pistol class, which that's why he was doing it. He was imitating more than he probably didn't understand why he was doing it either. So,
yeah, because that's what they do in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I also read that they believe that the reason he committed suicide was that so a cop wouldn't be able to take his points by killing him.
Yeah. That's what I heard that too. We're coming up on the break. Tell everybody where they can find Firearms Coalition, please.
Firearmscoalition.org. Just one word, firearmscoalition.org, or look for us on Facebook.
We'll be right back talking to Jeff Knox about what's going on in the world today, just since yesterday. This is Lock and Load.
repeat. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. going to the range. We'll see what we shall see. FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Jeff Knox from Firearms Coalition. Now, we talked a little bit about the precipitating events that have led to this this case coming out of the Connecticut Supreme Court. Do you believe that this is a they're saying that they went back to some state law on this, so that I guess. Do state laws negate federal laws?
They don't negate the federal law, but the federal law has an exemption for state laws that apply, and this is the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act. CUTPA is their acronym. By reading it, marketing the gun as militaristic and assaultive qualities in ways that emphasized its militaristic and assaultive qualities. One of the comparisons I can go here is that they're going to have to do away with NASCAR if this kind of thing catches on, because of course they're selling Camaros and Mustangs and whatever. They're badging them. Ford and Chevrolet and Chrysler are badging their NASCAR cars and then, you know, talking about race proven performance
right
in their car sales. Well, hey, we all know that racing's illegal and, you know, stupid kids can get behind the wheel and do stupid things because they were encouraged to do it by this, this NASCAR and these TV ads, you know, saying things like race proven. Well, can't have that. So it's really is. It's really crazy.
What about movies like Fast and Furious?
Oh, huh. So that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Oh?
That's just fantasy. None of that stuff. That has no impact. No relation. That's just a Dodge, you gun nut, ambisexual.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. So if that is the case, if they're going to, so does that mean that this ruling would only apply in Connecticut?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's as I understand it, I'm no lawyer, but I believe that it will be appealed on up on the grounds that it violates the Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which I think was a mistake. I really wish that they hadn't isolated that law only to apply to firearms. Maybe they had to, because the tort lawyers would have fought them harder, but any product, it is ridiculous that any manufacturer should be sued for the illegal application of their product, the illegal use of their product that was sold legally and
well, I mean, it wouldn't just stop at that, though. It wouldn't stop that with the intent. I mean, what about people who commit suicide? You think they'd be suing rope manufacturers?
Right. Yeah. You know, but the whole, I understand that firearms were the target of a group of lawsuits, you know, that were intended to bankrupt the firearms industry. But I think that it would have been smarter overall to just make it a blanket statement that judges, when these types of lawsuits, third-party misuse of a product, that's a legal, functional product that works the way it's supposed to when it was legally sold, you should throw those out right off the bat and save everybody a lot of time and money. And that's what the Lawful Commerce in Arms Act did for firearms. But I would have preferred to see it across the board, you know, rather than just isolated to firearms. I just think it would have been smarter.
Now, I don't remember the name of the company, but what was the name of the ammo company that the Brady campaign convinced one of the families from Aurora to sue? And then they sued them, and they lost. And they were now they're on the hook for over $200,000 in attorney's fees, which they're never going to pay. How likely is that this will go forward? And once they get it to go forward, and there's an application of PLCAA to this, somebody's going to say, well, we're going to throw this out. Not only do we want to do this, but you guys have wasted a lot of our time and money. We want that back, too.
I think that there's potential there, and of course that makes us the bad guys then. It was Lucky Gunner that they were suing, an ammo company that sold a bunch of ammo to the guy who attacked the Batman theater in Aurora. And, you know, just as they sell a bunch of ammo to a bunch of people. But
sure.
They of course, the Brady Bunch turned the Lucky Gunner into the bad guy because they said, hey, we want to recoup our lawyer's fees. And Brady backed out, bailed out, left the family hanging,
yep.
But then pointed to Lucky Gunner as the bad guy because they suing these poor people who, you know, they were demanding money from these poor people who had lost their daughter. And it's just, you know, we never really win because these people have the media on their side. They have politicians on their side. And, you know, people do not get it.
I'm not that concerned with winning with the media because we're never going to win with the media. There'll have to be some sort of a reckoning come for that one to work out. But as far as actually winning, if they want to characterize the gun community, the gun industry is the bad guy. I don't know what the difference is between if they don't sue them and they do sue them because they, you know, every time something happens, it's the NRA's fault, every gun owner's fault, Trump's fault, people that enable Trump's fault, you know.
Well, the horrible shooting in New Zealand, there are people who are saying that that's Trump's fault, that that's the NRA's fault.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her nonsense tweet. You know, it's just, it never ends. It just never ends. And we're always the bad guy, but, you know, that's the way that is. And I would think that Remington, it would be unlikely that Remington, I think, would pursue heavily the families of Sandy Hook over this lawsuit.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break, and I'll let you finish that thought because I do want to hear that.
Okay.
Firearms Coalition. This is where he works. This is what the stuff he does. And it's under that auspice that he writes. He's also a featured writer at Ammoland.com where you can check out a whole lot of his stuff. But we'll be right back. My guest is Jeff Knox, and this is Lock and Load.
Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has vetoed congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
It was his first presidential veto. The Senate joined the House this week by passing a resolution of disapproval. The president notes some of the irony regarding the votes in the House and Senate.
The only emergency Congress voted to revoke was the one to protect our own country. So think of that. With all of the national emergencies, this was the one they don't want to do.
The Florida man accused of mailing explosive devices to top Democrats and other Trump critics is expected to enter a guilty plea. Court documents show Caesar Sayak Jr. will enter the plea at a March 21st hearing in Manhattan. The Dow was up 139 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, Reformation, and the Providence line. That is Franklin Armory, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Jeff Knox from Firearms Coalition as well. We've been talking about Connecticut. Do you want to finish that thought you were that I had to interrupt?
I'm just saying that Lucky Gunner is just a mom-and-pop operation, a guy and his wife, pretty much, maybe a couple of employees. And right. So they really had no choice. They had to seek recompensation for their attorney's fees after that bogus lawsuit. But Remington, I think Remington is much more sensitive to public perspective and so forth, and I think that there's a good chance that even if they win in the end, that they won't seek any kind of repayment of their costs, which I think is a mistake. I would like to see them,
Oh, me too.
Not lose money on this thing,
I just want them to do what would be standard in this, because it doesn't matter what they do, because they're still going to come down on them like a ton of bricks anyway.
Right.
But so it doesn't matter what they do.
So. You know, they should get compensation for the costs that they're incurring on this bogus lawsuit. But hopefully it'll go up the chain and it'll be reversed and thrown out and that'll be the end of it. But, you can't ever predict in courts and judges. They're just bizarre at times.
So let's segue then to New Zealand. This shooter
Mm-hmm. Had a lot in common with the Las Vegas shooter, didn't he? I mean, he applied for his license and got his license a couple of years ago.
Well, no, goodness me. Sorry. yeah, he was licensed. He was all within the law in New Zealand. New Zealand has pretty strict firearms laws. He was in compliance. I think it's interesting that they keep referring to him as an extreme right winger when he's a communist. He expressed that communist China is the closest social structure, says he's a fascist in the socialist fascist form, and that communist China is the form of government that he thinks is most in line with his beliefs systems. But still, they managed to call him a right winger because he's anti-immigration, and of course anybody who's anti-immigration is has got to be a right-wing Trump supporter. But
the thing about New Zealand is they have a really big Tongan and Samoan contingent there for some reason, and if they get in trouble. If the Tongans are there's Tongans that have lived there that are Tongan in everything except they don't speak the language. They've never been to the island of Tonga. But if they come up and bump against law, they will deport them with no hesitation and ban them from life, for life, out of New Zealand, right?
Wow.
So in New Zealand, the last time they had a big rampage killing was 30-some-odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was they 30 people lost their lives on that, but they have a very low crime rate.
Absolutely, I mean their murder rate is somewhere around 1 per 100,000. They're an island nation with only I think something like 5 million people.
Right.
Guess what? Iowa probably has a murder rate of down in the 1 per 100,000. You know,
and yet they have one gun for every three people there.
Yeah, as do they in Iowa, probably higher.
And no gun registration. They don't have a registry like Australia does. So
right, they don't have a registry, but they do. I think that they do have a registry for certain types of firearms, assault weapon type stuff, but not all semi-autos. My understanding is that this guy had a couple of semi-auto rifles, although and one of them looked AR-ish from the very blurry picture that I could see, but that
right.
He had a couple of shotguns as well. And was licensed by the state to purchase these firearms and to own and possess them, but he committed a crime by going out and killing people with them, and it didn't seem to bother him to be committing that crime. He live streamed it on Facebook, so the guy was a nut job. It's a horrible thing that he did,
right?
And none of their gun laws. They say that, oh, yeah, our gun laws are going to have to change now.
Yeah, they're saying that already.
None of them would have made any difference. Yes, none of them would have made any difference. But unfortunately, as Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And in most countries, that's very true, that when they have a crisis like this, they leap on it. And it's also an example of the fact that the firearms prohibitionists are insatiable. They are never satisfied with any laws. I mean, look at what's happening in Washington State. Look at what continues to happen in California. Every little first step, every good first step that they get passed, a sliver of gun control law, when it doesn't work, or even before it doesn't work, they're coming in with their next first good first step to tighten it up even farther. And they say, why do we think that they want to take our guns away? because they keep taking little bit more, and they make it clear that the objective is to make them all illegal and unacquirable by anyone except the state.
Go down the slippery slope, as Nancy Pelosi said.
Camel's nose under the tent, all of those euphemisms for government out of control, taking control of the people, and stealing our rights. And it has to be stopped. There is no such thing as a reasonable gun control law. There just simply isn't, because every gun control law is just a step in the right direction, which is total ban, total confiscation of firearms.
Well, which, logistically speaking, is impossible for them to do, but
completely idiotic.
I'm presuming, you know, as I'm looking across the board, and I want to talk about some of the stuff that I haven't heard any details about this, but I want to ask you about this in the next segment. But I see a lot of Republicans coming out, like Marco the First coming out and saying, "Well, this is a good idea."
Oh. The red flag law stuff.
The red flag law. The due process nullification flag law. Anyway, but we're coming up on the next break. We can talk about this in the next segment. For the stuff that he does and the stuff he writes, you can find that at firearmscoalition.org or .com.
.org.
And he is a featured writer at ammoland.com, which that seems to get republished all over the place, but that's where it kicks off. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. Going to take them to the range day after tomorrow. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Jeff Knox as we move on to the Senate, where we have Marco Rubio. And, you know, I was convinced Lindsey Graham, after the Kavanaugh thing, Lindsey had rounded this corner where he was going full on, you know, Old Testament style, originalist, federalist paper conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what is it that they're going to hear in the Senate Judiciary Committee? What is it he's decided to hear in that?
Well, they are pushing what is now being called red flag laws since Parkland, because the scumbag in Parkland raised so many red flags that got ignored or buried underneath the rug, with law enforcement, with school authorities, and nobody did anything. And with the way they kept talking in the media about all of these red flags, now they've taken that and they've applied it to the ERPO laws, the extreme risk protection orders, which is, if your crazy sister says you're a gun nut and you're a threat to yourself and others, the police will come and take away your guns, and then maybe sometime later you'll have the opportunity to convince a judge that, no, you're not crazy and he should give your guns back. And, of course, that's at your expense and your time and so forth. So they're crazy. And the big problem that is going on right now is that the Republicans are using this to shoot themselves in the head. They are... And the NRA is loading the gun for them, because
let me ask you a question about this now. And now they're looking at Parkland, right? Mm-hmm. Which it wouldn't have mattered if this law was in place. They went and saw that kid how many times? 30, 33, 34 times.
He should have been in jail.
That's, or at least, then, at least, yeah. Or at least were arrested and turned into a prohibited person, committed something.
Right.
So they missed that. They missed the guy in San Bernardino. The 9 sheriff's deputies went out there and thought he was a nice young man.
Yeah.
The guy in Aurora.
With a knife.
Yeah.
First, you know?
The guy in Aurora, the high school, or excuse me, the college psychology department, the ones that were actually the doctors that gave the psychological care to students, knew he was a loose cannon. They were on his trail, and then he dropped out of school, and they said, well, we don't need to worry about him now.
Yep, he's no longer our concern.
Virginia Tech, they knew that guy quit talking just because he didn't want to talk to nobody.
Yep.
So, I mean, how many, in all these instances where they've actually had precipitating indicators that this guy was, there was something wrong with him, something wrong with this individual. What is it now with this order? They've already, I mean, has somebody pointed out, do they ever call somebody like you to come and testify? To come and say, well, you know, they have these in Maryland the other day and they tried to serve one on this guy named Willis. And Mr. Willis took umbrage to the fact that they were going to penalize him for not having broken the law. And they shot and killed him for not having broken the law.
Yep.
For standing up for his constitutional right, for demanding due process. Is that the way we're going to codify this here nationally? They never call and ask you to go or
no,
anybody?
They're not interested in our opinion. And, you know, the fact is, in Maryland in particular, the sponsor of that bill said that she was, it was one of the gun control advocates, the gun safety advocates. Another way that they lie, they have nothing to do with gun safety, but they put that in all of their names. But said that she was sure that probably some life had been saved because of this law. And, well, I'm sure that one life we definitely know has been lost because of this law. And quite frankly, if someone is a risk, a serious risk of physical harm to themselves or others, they deserve treatment or they deserve to be locked up.
Right.
They don't, going and taking their guns away from them and leaving them to their own devices with their car, their gasoline, their kitchen knives, their chainsaw, and probably their buddy Larry down the street who also has guns and doesn't know that this guy's a threat. And there you go. Go borrow a gun from your buddy Larry. And that's, you know, if these people are at risk of killing themselves, they need treatment. They don't need police knocking down their door and demanding that they give them their firearms.
Was the Carol Bound, the hairdresser that was killed in New Jersey waiting on a gun permit, was that her boyfriend that murdered her, was he under any sort of restraining order or anything when that happened?
Oh, yeah.
He was a prohibited person?
He was a prohibited person. He was.
Well, how did he kill her if he didn't have a gun?
Yeah. Well, to begin with, he outweighed her by 100 pounds or more, and he had a kitchen knife, and he used the kitchen knife and stabbed her to death in her front driveway while she was waiting for paperwork to clear so that she could get the permission to own a gun, not to carry it,
right.
Permission to own a gun in the state of New Jersey. The worst mass murder in the United States, so far as I know, it's still, not counting things like 9/11 and Oklahoma City, but it was the Happy Land Social Club in New York, where a disgruntled guy mad at his girlfriend for working instead of spending time with him, went and bought about a dollar's worth of gasoline that he put in a container that he found in a gutter, and threw it in the front door of the social club and lit it on fire and killed, I think, 87 people, something like that, with that one act. And all it took was less than a dollar's worth of gasoline. Australia, they bragged that since Port Arthur, they went 20 years without a firearms mass murder. But the number of people killed in mass murders in Australia in the 10 years before Port Arthur and
right.
in the 10 years after Port Arthur is about the same. Actually, there were a few more in the 10 years after because they used alternate methods of killing people. Bad people do bad things, and going after inanimate objects, but in this particular case, it's It's really frustrating. There are laws in the book, on the books in all 50 states, that if someone is crazy, and especially if they're dangerous crazy, a judge can order that they be taken in for psychiatric evaluation and held.
Right.
And, but judges are very, very cautious about that, as they should be.
Well, I mean,
judges are very careful about that, as they should be, because that's a big deal to lock somebody up. And, but these same judges think of taking away your firearms as a little bit less of a burden than taking away your driver's license.
Yeah.
And that just ridiculous.
We're about to run out of time, but what I was going to point out is that, you know, the ones that they seem to be aiming at taking guns away are not the ones that are going to commit the murder, because the murderers are going to murder somebody regardless.
Mm-hmm.
If you take their guns away, they might just get angry and say, I'm going to bash their brains in with one of those old-fashioned ashtrays that weighs 20 ounces. But it just, you know. I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see how this Senate thing goes.
People who are at risk of committing suicide.
We're about to run out of time. Let me get you to plug Firearms Coalition one more time, if I could, please, sir.
Firearmscoalition.org, all one word, firearmscoalition.org, or you can find me at AmmoLand. I'm in every edition of Shotgun News, or Firearms News now, on the newsstand, and look it up on Facebook. Google my name, KNOX and guns, and you'll find something I've written.
There you will. And when I can catch him, he's here. So thank you, sir. I appreciate you joining me tonight.
Thank you, Bill. I always enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.